This is Mental Wellness with licensed therapist Anne-Marie Matthewed. Mental Wellness provides general information regarding mental health. The information is not intended to create a doctor-patient relationship. You're encouraged to consult your own medical provider for advice that applies to your own mental health care. And now, Anne-Marie Matthewed on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hello, you are listening to WTIC News Talk 1080, and this is our mental wellness segment. And I am Anne-Marie Matthewed, and I'm speaking to you from Colchester Counseling Associates in Colchester, Connecticut. And I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I've been licensed in the state of Connecticut for over 30 years, and we provide individual, group, and family therapy to adults, children, and adolescents of various diagnoses and issues. And we see our clients both in person in Colchester and via telehealth. And again, that's Colchester Counseling Associates, and our contact information is 860-537-5280. Today we're going to talk about a pretty touchy subject for a lot of people, and that is estrangement. And for those of you dealing with being estranged from someone or estranging yourself from someone, you know that regardless of your reasons and whether you think it's right or not, it's a very heavy emotional burden. And most people dealing with estrangement do experience a lot of other issues. If they are able to really process the emotion and feel it and talk about it, it can often cause a lot of depression and anxiety. And if they try to convince themselves that it's, you know, not a problem, often they will stuff those feelings down, and that can lead to all kinds of mental and physical health issues. Like any emotions, when we push them down inside of ourselves, it's never a good thing. So estrangement, today we're going to talk specifically about sort of the overview of estrangement. One of the common ones I hear about a lot in my practice is young adults estranging themselves from their parents. And it's so painful for everybody involved, because most of us want our parents in our life in some way. Now, there are those instances, of course, of abuse and neglect or very serious, unfortunate things from a parent to a child. And that's not the case I'm talking about. But for most of us, even if we, quote, don't get along with our parents as a young adult, we want them in our life in some manner. And when they can't be, it's very sad for the young adult. It actually is a lot of grief. And for the parent, most of the time, parents really want to have a part in their young adult's life. And so when they're pushed out, there's just all kinds of emotion on the parent's side as well. Maybe they feel guilty if they feel they did do something to deserve it, or they feel resentful that they felt they did the best they could as parents, not that they were perfect. And now this is sort of, you know, you hear people say, and this is the thanks I get. So it's very complicated, right? Because everybody has their own perspective on these things. And young adults toward parents is a very common one, but people have been estranged from their siblings, their friends, even ex-spouses that they once shared a life with and possibly shared children with. Estrangement can sort of cut across all lines. So the definition, there's a few definitions of estrangement, right? The fact of no longer being friendly in or social with the same people or group that you used to be a part of. Family estrangement is the cessation or reduction of a previously existing relationship for a prolonged period of time. Often, at least one of the parties wants the estrangement to end. It's reduced emotional closeness. Estranged individuals may feel less emotionally connected to the person, experiencing less empathy and caring feelings toward them, and increased negative emotions. And anger and bitterness often accompany estranged relationships. So oftentimes you start to go down a path of really negative emotions. And those emotions, unfortunately, can carry into other relationships, ones that you're not estranged from and that you otherwise wouldn't have difficulty with. It can sort of infect your ability to relate to others in general. Estrangement means experiencing distance or separation from others, such as family members, with notable diminished or complete loss of contact with previously close relationships. Estrangement can vary in length, with separations ranging anywhere from 6 months to 30 years. It's really across the board how long people can suffer in an estranged relationship. Estrangement is typically a process rather than a single event. A person who desires to separate themselves from another begins distancing themselves physically and emotionally from support and interdependence, usually because of prolonged patterns of problematic interactions. So usually things build up over time, and unfortunately there's problematic interactions that sort of fester and continue to grow, and eventually the person who initiates the estrangement comes to a conclusion that they can't be involved with that person. You know, when it involves family members, sort of a rift between family members is very complex, and it's often cyclical. A lot of times we see periods of separation, reconciliation, separation, reconciliation, and it kind of becomes a circular pattern in many cases. And again, these separations can be difficult, causing added confusion, stress, anxiety, and grief. A lack of finality and closure can substantially affect someone's mental health and well-being. So a lot of times, if there isn't a process to really talk about what's happening and come to a conclusion together, there's no sort of resolution. It would even be better to have that conversation and resolve together, to not speak to each other. Because what happens is, usually with estrangement, there's no closure on what the problem was in the first place. There's no sort of understanding between both parties. You know, there's different signs of estrangement. Depending on the situation, family estrangement is not always apparent, quick, or understood by all the people involved. Again, it often progresses over time. Estrangements that happen suddenly often result from family tensions and difficulties that build up over time. Remember, it's not usually a single event, but it's usually a process on a long continuum. And again, people sometimes are fluid in this process, moving between being estranged, not being estranged, being estranged, not being estranged. Sometimes there are early signs of estrangement. You know, you can have decreased communication. All of a sudden, you're talking to that person less and less, or they're not responding to your texts the way they used to, or not responding to an email, not showing up for family gatherings the way they used to, etc. you notice a little bit of decreased communication. And we're going to talk about some more signs of early estrangement after we take a short break. And again, you're listening to WTIC News Talk 1080. So we are back here with Colchester Counseling Associates, and this is our mental wellness segment on WTIC 1080 News Talk. Thank you for listening. We're talking about the early signs of estrangement. One of them was decreased communication. Another one could be increased physical distance. So sort of a lack of physical closeness occurs in estrangement situations, even for those that live nearby each other. All of a sudden, they're not really putting themselves in front of each other. And then there's reduced emotional closeness. Estranged individuals may feel less emotionally connected to the person, and they start to feel less empathy and less caring toward that person, as we mentioned before. And then we also mentioned increased negative emotions. You know, anger and bitterness, resentment are horrible emotions to carry around with us, right? And if we believe in the mind-body connection, they actually can make us sick. So carrying around anger and resentment and bitterness toward anyone is very difficult to live a healthy life. That would be a real great reason to get into therapy, to have a good therapist help you manage those emotions and sort of make peace within yourself. And then there is declined relationship effort. You know, the estrangement might look like, you know, choosing not to remain connected with someone and ignoring their calls and not inviting them to family functions. You know, putting less and less effort into maintaining the relationship. Another thing we see is ignoring role expectations. You know, releasing a role expectation within the circles that you carry yourself can mean sort of stepping out, for instance, of the compliant child role, you know, by refusing to care for the needs of parents, for instance. And ignoring these established role expectations and sort of disrupting the common homeostasis, especially of a family system, is common in estrangement. And then there is delegitimizing, we call it. And this means decreasing the power that one has over you. So when you have a toxic parent or authority figure, and I use that term lightly because in today's world, it's thrown around a lot. Things like childhood trauma, inner child, toxic parents, and those are all very real things to all of us as humans. However, they're not meant to be sort of overused either. You know, I like to take the approach of really looking at the whole picture, looking at the whole person, and always trying to gain some strengths out of the situations they've been in. Not only the labels, those are pretty hefty labels, and then often people might carry them around with them when the other side wasn't really looked at. And when you look at all the angles of something someone has been through, you usually come out in a better place than sort of only engaging in conversation about, you know, feeling wronged or things you feel were done to you. Those things are real, and if they've happened, they have to be addressed. It's just addressing the whole package. And it's hard to say what causes family estrangement. It can be different in every case. You know, sometimes, you know, if there's abuse or neglect, as I said, you know, or loss and additional stressors, you know, recovering from damaged relationships after these events can be very difficult, which is understanding, but it's not always big things like that. You know, there are some possible family estrangement causes and triggers. You know, childhood physical, emotional, and sexual abuse can certainly lead adult children to discontinue contact with the abusive parent. And that, again, is something they shouldn't really go alone. A good therapist can help them navigate that. You know, sometimes divorce is involved with separating from that situation. Sometimes, unfortunately, if there's been parental neglect, then grown children will often estrange themselves from parents they consider to be neglectful during their childhood. But sometimes it can be just, you know, pushing away from parents who refuse to acknowledge their success and don't offer them the love and support that they think they need. That's a little bit of a trickier one, because when you look at your family system, you want to also consider, what tools did your parents have? Did they do the best they could with the tools they had in their toolkit? You know, there is no test to become parents. Interestingly enough, there is a lot to go through if you're going to become an adoptive parent. All kinds of things. But if you just want to have your own child, you just have your own child. So did your parents do the best that they could do? Has that question been answered? Sometimes estrangement in families can happen over different values, you know, issues as spirituality, lifestyle choices, morals. That can lead to estrangement when people really disagree, which again is unfortunate. Is there a way everyone can accept each other? Even if you maybe have a little less of an intense relationship, could you have any relationship? Different expectations about roles. You know, people with vastly different expectations about their roles in a relationship, whether it's romantic or platonic, they may end up distancing themselves from one another. Death of a member. Sometimes, you know, the lack of flexibility and resilience within a family to handle stressful events like the death of a family member can often lead to cutoffs with the remaining family members. Illness, significant mental and physical health issues can put pressure and stress on family systems. Divorce can sometimes be a catalyst for estrangement. Children may end up sort of blaming one parent over the other and estranging themselves from one and seeing the other one as the problem. Untreated mental health conditions, estrangement can result from that. As conflict within the family increases and people are trying to manage the family member, they sometimes can extract themselves from that. Harsh parenting styles. Children might become estranged from their parents after experiencing what they consider to be extreme disciplinary tactics or parental favoritism. Drug or alcohol misuse. Often substance misuse can distance family members. People who misuse substances often reject concerned family members in favor of drugs or alcohol. Parental alienation. Estrangement can result when one parent tries to alienate the child from the other parent and sort of manipulate the situation. Enmeshment. This is when there's not healthy boundaries in family relationships, and that can lead to resentment and unhappiness. Enmeshment is a whole different talk we could do, but that may also contribute to estrangement. Even incarceration, right? If someone is in jail, that can stir up resentment and pain, and loved ones may distance themselves emotionally from the individual who's incarcerated. You know, the impacts of estrangement are really deep. It really impacts mental health by disrupting sort of the real support, security, and stability that used to exist between family members. Estrangement of a parent and a child, even the adult child, you know, involves losing the original attachment system. And resulting in a lot of rejection and chronic stress and uncertainty. And these feelings can end up decreasing a person's self-esteem, making coping difficult. It can decrease resilience and contribute to anxiety and depression. And like I said earlier, can actually damage physical health. The breakage of what was once a secure, predictable family bond brings a lot of challenges to everyone's overall well-being. You can have a lot of different psychological effects, including a sense of grief and loss, anxiety, separation anxiety, pervasive sadness, loneliness, depression, feelings of being left out or vilified by other family members, negative emotions and mood too much, ongoing trust issues, and then you bring these problems into future relationships. So estrangement is unfortunately a big topic that I see in my practice a lot. And that is one I definitely would suggest talking to a family mediator. There are even life coaches that specialize in that, or a good therapist who has experience with this kind of thing, to really help you as a person or all your family members together, if you could do that. Have everybody navigate this in the healthiest way they can. Even if you can't repair relationships and people need to move on, there's a healthy way to do it. And that might be a good thing to suggest. So if you're dealing with being estranged or estranging yourself from others, I hope that you think about that a little bit, because we are here for everyone to have the best mental wellness they can have. And again, this is Colchester Counseling Associates, and today was our mental wellness segment on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This has been Mental Wellness with Anne-Marie Matthewed. Be sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next Mental Wellness on WTIC News Talk 1080. Till then, stay well.